Because even though it's post Tisha B'Av, we're heading towards Shabbos Nachum, I thought it would be still shaykh to do some interpersonal related shaylas. What happened was there was a visitor in a certain shul, and the custom of the shul was to daven a specific nusach. However, the shulach tzibur who wanted to be able to daven, he was instructed repeatedly to not deviate from the custom of the shul to daven a certain nusach. It doesn't say here in the tshuva which one. But the shulach tzibur insisted on davening his own nusach. What happened was the shulach tzibur refused to do so, and one of the shul members was so upset he decided to take the matzah of the situation into his own hands. In the middle of davening, he went to the bathroom, went to the sink outside. He got a bucket of cold water, and he put it over the shlich tzibur's head. It's like something like a little kid, but the mamish happened. So to be able to tell the chazan that he was very upset, the chazan was left in shame, and he was very embarrassed. So they asked the service, was this justified? Because at the end of the day, this visitor, he didn't listen to the shul. They said, we daven a specific nusach here, and you're changing the nusach. The guy got upset, and he poured a bucket of water. Was that justifiable, and was he correct? So Rav Zorba starts the Truman and says, there are several sources that one cannot change the custom of a local place. Gemara tells us in Yuvamos, and of Yugimel Mabez, about the Isra of Lotus Kodudu, that there's an action Isra Doraisa against creating factions and creating arguments and separations within a community that has a certain custom. Furthermore, Rav Zorba says, the Gemara says, Imsachim, beginning on Mem Tes Amud Beis, going on to the Gemara on Nun Amud Beis, Al Yishana Adam Mimnei Machlokas, that a person shouldn't change a local custom. Why? Because it might lead to an argument. It might lead to machlokas within the community. So certainly, says Rav Zorbersin, a person should not lead the tefillos in a manner that is against the will of the tzibur. There's a certain nusach. You should follow the certain tzibur. And he quotes the Ramah in Hichas Tefillah that talks about this, that a person should stay with the minhag, as Rama writes in Siman Nun Gimel Sif Chof Beis. However, Rav Zorbersin says the visitor acted incorrectly. However, that doesn't now permit a shul member to cause excessive pain and embarrassment. If they couldn't persuade him, okay, maybe they should tell him verbally, or maybe Rav Zorbersin says that maybe he even be able to physically remove him and nicely, but not to shame him unfairly. Rav Zorbersin even quotes the Maharsham, who says that the Marsham writes in his Shuas at Chelik Dalet Siman Kuf Beis, that he permits someone to remove someone from a davening Shemon Esther in the aisle of a shul when he's obstructing other people. That he says a person's able to move someone, maybe tap them on the shoulder if people trying to get out and they're davening in the middle of Shemon Esther. The Marsham says that you can remove them. In our case as well, the Sheikh Tzibur says of Zerbistin, he's disturbing the congregation from their davening, and he could certainly be removed before he reaches Shemon Esther. However, just because he's able to be removed, as the person says, doesn't mean that you're able now to be able to go pour water on his head. And that Teres Moshe of Zerbstein concludes, also says, don't think that it's okay to pour the water on his head, because at the end of the day, he was the one, he provoked it, he was the one who was able to do that. You can't, that claim wouldn't be, that claim wouldn't be good. He then quotes there, Marshag. Marshag writes in Chilik Beis, some in Samach Zayin, that minor changes in the nusach, whether it's recite Hodu or Baruch Shomer first, those aren't significant things of minhag. End of the day, the Taras Moshe says that one who poured the water on the shidduch tzibur who would refuse to change from his nusach, he is guilty of shaming him. The entire congregation, the tzibur, is part of this terrible episode. They should really ask for mechila from him and from HaKadosh Baruch for the next few days to be able to ask someone mechila. We know the Chazal tells us that someone who gets embarrassed, as if you mamish killed him, you bring shvichel dam. I'm not sure what one of the Rishonim would say, that when someone gets embarrassed, it's like you're killing them. What does that mean? When someone gets embarrassed, look at their face becomes red. You're literally bringing the blood towards their face. That's mamish. That's what the Chazal is. You mamish killed them because you're literally bringing the blood to their face. So we should be zochav as Hashem now in the days after Tisha B'Av. We know that the Gemara Yerushalmi tells us that any generation that didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is considered as if they destroyed it. So if it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, we should make sure to increase our Avas Chinam. And specifically, I find also myself, and specifically in Shul, when we're davening, you have to make sure that if someone has their custom, this custom, you should go by the Minhag HaMakom, go by the Makom, go by the Shul, go by the community. Because at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu cares very much about Achdus, he cares very much how we treat our brothers and sisters. Just look at the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed because we didn't have Kavanah on which Nusach we were davening. And the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of people not using their brains and of people not being sensitive. We should be zocher b'ezras Hashem, be sensitive, caring, and be kind to other Jews. And hopefully, we'll be zocher to be nirshalam ekudos for Shabbos Nachum b'ezras Hashem.